Chapter 6. Larry's Plan. When we were all comfortable in our new home and enjoying life, Larry wrote to all his friends and invited them to come and stay with us. The villa was only big enough for the family, but Larry did not think about that. "I've invited some friends to come and visit, Mother," he said one morning. "We need some intelligent conversation." "That's nice, dear," said Mother. "I hope they aren't too intelligent. I can't talk about books and art all the time. In England, your friends were always asking me questions about literature when I was busy cooking." "You don't have to discuss art and literature, Mother," said Larry. "But please hide those terrible detective stories you read." "They're very good detective stories. Theodore gave them to me," said Mother. "You must tell the Pension Suisse how many people are coming." "Mother," said Larry, "they're coming to stay here in the villa with us."
"How can they stay here? There's nowhere for them to sleep," said Mother.
"Well," said Larry, "let's move to a bigger villa."
"Larry, that's absurd. We can't move again," Mother said.
"Anyway, what will we do with a bigger villa when they leave?"
"We'll invite more people," said Larry.
Mother looked at Larry over the top of her glasses. "Really, Larry, you make me very angry. We can't move to a new villa for your guests. We can't find one in time. We're not moving, and that's final." Of course, Spiro found a bigger villa for us. We packed all our things again and moved into it.